I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Donald Trump lose the election. Recounts are going on right now, and the Trump campaign expects to eventually emerge as victorious. So we won't know the definitive outcome of the election until the counts and legal issues have all been resolved. But after all these years, the question remains as to why there's such antipathy, such outright hostility towards anything Trump. There are a few thoughts as to what drives this kind of hatred. First of all, Donald Trump is an outsider. He's not a good old boy. He hasn't walked the halls of Congress shaking hands to look for votes or campaign contributions. He hasn't built up political capital, trading one vote for another. He certainly hasn't been part of the political establishment. As a businessman, he has no doubt at times sought support from various politicians, but he has never been part of the so-called military-industrial complex. This has got to have gotten under the skin of industries that made their profits from supplying the military establishment with the goods they required. It is certainly something that apparently got under the skin of some leaders and those who sought to extend our military reach into other countries. America has been involved in one theater of conflict or another for as far back as anyone can remember, and that involvement was under both Democrat and Republican administrations. Under the Trump administration, the United States didn't send troops into foreign countries for any kind of extended stay. The few military hits the Trump administration has been involved in were quick, swift, and over. Those hits included ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, Qasem al-Rimi, the leader of an al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen, and Iran's Quds Force commander Qasem Soleimani. And we just found out al-Qaeda's number two, Abu Muhammad al-Masri, was killed in Iran in a U.S.-Israeli joint operation. Now it's confirmed the Defense Department has initiated plans for troop drawdowns in Afghanistan and Iraq before January 20th. The troop number in Afghanistan will go to 2,500 from the current level of about 4,500. The troop number in Iraq will likely go to 2,500 from the current 3,000. The president campaigned on finishing the endless wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. In 2018, the president initiated a trade war with China by imposing sweeping tariffs for unfair trade practices. He had the gall to tell the United Nations that he was putting his country, the United States of America, first, just as other world leaders have put their countries first. He initiated tax cuts and reforms that led to the lowest unemployment rate since the 1960s. Those unemployment rates crossed all demographic lines, race, religion, sex, and more. But the president was not the typical commander-in-chief. He wasn't suave. He didn't smile and pat people on the back. He was gregarious. He enjoyed having the spotlight of these successes shine on him. He was an outgoing egotist. When he was verbally attacked, he shot back with attacks on Twitter. As a matter of fact, there were times when it seemed as if he was living on Twitter, from the middle of the night to all day long. At times, it was hard for the antagonistic media to keep up with him. The only thing they could do was attack him to see what kind of response they could elicit. He didn't have the jocular humor with the media that was displayed by JFK and Ronald Reagan. He was a businessman who only knew that his negotiations had to result in success. That's how he operated his business interests, and that's how he ran the U.S. He was criticized for attacking America's issues the same way he attacked issues facing his business. However bizarre some may have viewed his presentation, the fact remains that he was successful, and the fact remains that he was hated for not being a good old boy, for being an outsider. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.